After a week dominated by a judging controversy in pairs figure skating, attention has finally shifted back to sports. This morning, on a course pronounced the most difficult in the world, Norwegian and Austrian skiers proved once again they are the best in the world, as American skiers finished near the bottom of the top 10. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold joins us just yards from the finish line of the men's Super G Alpine skiing course. Elizabeth, give us some sense of what it's like to be there.
Well, Lisa, you look straight up this white wall, and when you see the flash of snow from a skier at the top, you just can't believe he's not only going to ski down it, he's going to try and turn on it as well. Today's race is a shorter, turnier version of the men's downhill, which was held here just days ago, and judging from the number of skiers who didn't finish, 18 out of 56, and from the comments of the skiers at the finish, this was the most technical course many of them have ever skied. The American favorite, Darren Rovs, the big hopeful who once bested the Austrians on their home turf, he came in a disappointing eighth, and he said at the bottom that it was the toughest course he's ever skied in his life. He said he couldn't even see into the next turn. The terrain was so difficult. But the crowd was with him, as it was every skier, from the Austrians to skiers from Ireland and Tajikistan, Lisa. It's quite wonderful when a skier misses a gate and climbs back up the course or takes a fall. The crowd's right there with them. It's very much the opposite of the tone and tenor you've probably been getting from the news over the skating scandal this last week.
Well, these guys have to be able to make it down this course, as forbidding as it is.
Well, the older Norwegians and Austrians can do it. They've long dominated the speed events and the downhill and the Super G, or the speed events in which you don't get a training run, you don't get a qualifying run, just you get one run and the fastest skier wins. Andre Amat of Norway won the gold, Lisa, and even if you know nothing about downhill skiing, you could pick him out just watching him ski. He was flawless. He never put on the brakes. It was beautiful to watch, and you just knew that was it. You know, I asked a young American skier, Thomas Vaughn, who surprised everybody with a ninth place finish just behind Darren Rovs, if they ever get sick and tired of the Norwegians and the Austrians who just deadlock this sport. And he said, yeah, but, you know, they just never falter. There are rock paintings in Norway that depict hunters on skis dating back 3,000 years, so I guess we shouldn't be surprised.
Well, in fact, American skiers haven't fared that well in these games yet. Why is that, and is there still hope ahead?
Well, actually, U.S. skiers have done quite well and medaled in the moguls and halfpipe snowboard and slalom snowboard, so they've been doing well in sports with roots in American soil. And don't give up yet. Still ahead is the women's Super G tomorrow. Watch for Kirsten Clark and Carolyn Leleve. And then next week, the more technical racers will ski the slalom and the giant slalom. That'll be Darren Rovs' last chance to upset the European stronghold. But it's interesting, Lisa, most of these skiers come from ski towns, and compared to Europe, there just isn't the training ground here. And a lot of the young skiers here are turning toward snowboarding and moguls and, you know, the extreme radical sports instead of skiing through gates.
Well, Elizabeth, the moment you have been waiting for, I'm sorry to bring it up, but what is the feeling among spectators and athletes there about the skating scandal that some people are even now calling Skategate?
Well, you know, the spectators here are pretty focused. You know, they're here for specific events. People are talking about it, and most Americans, of course, they say that they believe it was resolved correctly. But most folks want to get on with it. I think the sentiment, especially from the athletes, is enough already. And even the Canadian pairs team involved in this whole thing has said it's distracting from athletes who have earned the limelight, and every minute spent on a judging scandal takes away from that.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold at the Snow Basin Ski Area outside Salt Lake City. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Lisa.